here's a story from The World.
For the past year, we've been profiling Latino voters here in the U.S. It's part of our Every 30 Seconds series. We call it that because every 30 seconds, a Latino turns old enough to vote. Latinos voted overwhelmingly for Joe Biden, including in some key swing states. Now, Democratic strategists are looking ahead, thinking, which state is next? Naomi Prilo with Station WUNC in North Carolina has our story.
For the first time in years, Arizona and Georgia turned blue in the 2020 election.
The Associated Press calling the state of Arizona for Joe Biden. This is the first state that Joe Biden has been able to flip.
CNN has just projected President-elect Biden the winner in Georgia and President Trump the winner in North Carolina.
These flips came as no surprise to grassroots activists in both states. They say voters of color, especially Latinos, were crucial to those wins. They fought against years of anti-immigrant rhetoric and racism in their communities. Now, organizers in North Carolina are taking notes. Juan Miranda is with Siembra en Sí, a group working with Latinos in the state. He says he's excited to see the outcome.
Every election is like, you know, the Latino vote is going to make the difference for the past several elections. And the reality is that in those two states, the actual impact that the Latino vote had was the result of the amazing work, the organizing work that took place for years to mobilize those folks.
Close to a million Latinos live in North Carolina. In 2020, Latino voter turnout was almost three times higher than in 2016. And Miranda says that matters because their impact will only continue to grow. Political scientists say more people are moving to North Carolina, including Latinos, because the pandemic has made it easier to work remotely. Even with that growth, some think it might take a few elections for the state to turn blue. Change, however, is already brewing in historically conservative counties.
We ready. We ready. We ready for change. Everybody say.
That's from a recent Black Lives Matter march in Alamance County, about 1 hour west of Raleigh in the middle of the state. The march was encouraging people to go to the polls just a few days before Election Day. The county is known for its cooperation with immigration officials and raids targeting mostly undocumented Latinos. It's also the county where residents still want a Confederate statue in one of its downtown squares. Organizers say these protests are a result of changing views and demographics. Latinos make up only 3% of the state's eligible voters, but it's important to keep educating them about the political process, especially as their numbers grow, says Chris Patino. He's with the North Carolina Hispanic Republican Coalition.
Are not very familiarized with what Democrats stand for and what Republicans stand for. They just know what they're told.
Most of North Carolina's rural counties voted for former President Donald Trump. And Patino says, even with a Democratic governor, the state still holds on to very conservative values. But despite his own political affiliation, Patino says he feels neutral about the state going blue in the future.
I love to see what we can accomplish as Latinos and we can help this state accomplish. Do I want to see North Carolina going blue or red? Time will tell. We'll see what the leadership does these next couple of years.
Juan Miranda, the organizer with Siembra en Sí, says now is the time to take inspiration from Georgia and start getting aggressive.
A lot of our organizing happens in rural areas, so we're going to continue growing in those places by mobilizing folks around, once again, issues that affect them.
If states like Georgia had that success, Miranda says he's hopeful for North Carolina's future. For The World, I'm Naomi Prilo in Greensboro, North Carolina.